In the golden city of Alluvia, a new prospect sets out to challenge Carlia's gym. As D and Mute size up their competition, will they succeed or be blown away by their flying-type opponents?
What's up, everybody? Hello and welcome back. At long last, at least for the two of us, for me it's been ages. My goodness. For you, maybe not. I don't know. It depends where you're at in the rewatching thing, but... That's none of my business at all. Because right now, I'd like to officially welcome D. Blackwater to the Laris Gym Circuit.
Oh, no, no.
We join our humble and willing new recruit in the Golden City itself, Alluvia, standing outside the large stadium ring. D, you're maybe a little nervous, maybe a lot ready. You got your trusty pal Mute at your side. Mute being a small Teddy Ursa who looks a little bit like a black bear. And we've got a Poliwag also at your side. Mm-hmm. Newly acquired, newly acquainted. Ever ready for combat. And whatever this big gym has to offer you.
Let's go.
He's ready. Right. As you take your first steps towards the door, swing your way in. It's a dimly lit waiting room. And there's a man standing in front of a large red door. You here for the challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Alright, cool. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Kind of give him like a little bit of a hang loose thing.
He's like, I want to reciprocate. A protocol dictates it tonight. He swings open the large red doors of the Alluvia City Gym. You see yet another massive space. But it's very poorly lit. All darkness in here. But stood in the middle of the pitch is an older man. He's bald. Thick Coke bottle glasses. My name's Hank.
D.
I'll be your first challenge.
Looking forward to it, my dude.
Before we get started, I have one question for you.
Sure.
Are you fast, enduring, or strong?
Pretty fast.
Then a race it will be.
Oh.
Are you fast in the air or on the ground?
Definitely on the ground.
All right, and he whistles, and a series of agility rings all descend from the ceiling, or extend from the ground. The highest one up's only about 5 or so feet. You won't be flinging yourself around, because you got nobody who can. Poliwag just goes...
Yeah, he just uses bubbles.
Yeah. As Hank... produces a Pokeball, and from it, he throws a small, duck-looking creature holding a stalk of celery.
I look down at Mute, and I just kind of hold out a fist for like a fist bump. Let's get it, little man. Just a little gargle.
Yeah, he does what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Forgot to mention one thing. It won't be so easy as just jumping through some hoops.
Alright.
Elias Skarmory up there is gonna be chasing you the whole time. Every slip up you make, he'll be there.
He just goes, ooh.
Yeah. There's a very tall, sleek silver bird perched up on some sort of observation unit. Just leering down over you.
I just look at Mugo.
He's like...
Are you not entertained?
What? Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Go! Alright. First things first, we're going to get an initiative roll.
All right.
The ground challenge is a little different from the flying one. Which is cool. I didn't really get to do this one a whole bunch of time. Everyone's like, I'm still fucking fascinated. Oh, I'm racing a duo. Well, you're racing a far-fetched.
Nice.
Long known for their agility. All right, how'd you do?
20.
All right. Mute, you're going first. As the far-fetched is on the line, he's just thumping his little celery stick, getting himself hyped up long enough that he doesn't hear, go! And Mute's like, all right, your first hoop has a ramp leading up to it, and it's a little ways off the ground. The second one is almost flat, but about 10 feet after that. But it looks like you'd have to tumble through it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a test of Mute's acrobatic capabilities.
Great.
His acrobatic prowess.
All right. So you just need that?
Yeah. So he's going to be jumping off the ramp through the first ring.
Yep.
Acrobatical check.
13.
All right. 13. Is that
it? Is that
as Mute goes, throws himself off the edge of the ramp, tumbles into a beautiful roll, leaps through, and knocks out two rings, and you hear, bing, bing. Mute's first round is a resounding success. Mm. As Farfetch'd is like, I can do that. I live here. He is also profoundly adequate. As he goes, just kind of throws himself off the edge of the ramp.
Just keeps himself up.
Yeah. And just jumps right on through. As Mute lands in like a power pose, Farfetch'd is just... We're going to roll initiative again.
Okay.
Ooh.
7.
Yeah, as Mute's doing the superhero pose, Farfetch'd is... And he runs further ahead. You see yet another ramp. This one's a little bit steeper. It looks like it's slicked with something.
Okay.
As he runs up, he continues to run up. As he's kind of running and slip sliding back down. Mute, it's your go, but you have the advantage of knowing this ramp's been slicked with something.
Question.
Perhaps oil, perhaps water.
Did he say... Ooh, that actually gives me an idea. Can Mute kind of grab some of the honey that is within his fur?
Yeah.
Kind of stick it to his feet as kind of thing, and to give him a little bit of grip?
Absolutely, yeah. Such is the advantage of having honey stuck to you at all times.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross, but it's also very helpful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to get an acrobatics check, but this time I'm going to give you advantage because you're sticky.
Nice. 12.
Ooh.
So 12.
Okay. It's not as graceful as you'd hope, but he's kind of like... But you're able to get up to the top of the ramp and go... Just corgi flop off the end of the ramp through there.
Yes.
But you've knocked out ring number 3 as you hear... Bing! At which point, the Skarmory takes off like a shot. Farfetch'd, you're a failure.
Oh no.
Farfetch'd takes an amount of bludgeoning damage. Equal to 1 bludgeoning damage. As the Skarmory's flying by, it just launches out one of its little flechettes out of its wing, and the blunt end of it hits the Farfetch'd and goes, little Waluigi duck there. All right. Next round of running. Another initiative roll.
10.
10. All right. Farfetch'd once again. Going first. But will it be enough? Barely. As he's just... There's a little bit of leftover honey, and he kind of like sticks in there. He's like, yes! Thank you! Thank you, small bear! As he just like trips off the side of the ramp and falls through the third ring. Boom! Muted to your go. The next one's just a little ways ahead, but you're going to have to do like a nice little jump tumble. Looks like there's some sort of caltrop-style things on the ground around it.
Great.
Don't want to poke into your little feet.
No, sir. So yeah, he's just gonna full-blown sprint.
All right. For this one, you can do athletics or acrobatics, because you just need to fling yourself through that ring.
Perfect.
As gracefully or as, as powerfully as you can.
Yep, he's going for power. 7.
Oof. All right, you hear Little Mute go... He just kind of kicks off the ground, leaves this little dust cloud in his wake. And he chins himself on the bar and lands on his feet, but he goes... Take 1 point of piercing damage.
Okay.
Just one. Not too bad.
Right.
But you're now just below the ring as he's able to just... haul himself through. You still get there, but it hurts a lot. It definitely slows you down.
Right on.
But we're gonna cut back to Skarmory, who sees both of you kind of struggling. But he doesn't feel like hitting you. It just scares you a little bit. Just as the little flechette lands right under Mute's foot, he goes, "Oh!" Oh! All right. Man. Next round.
Another initiative?
Another initiative. Barfetched is constantly throwing a 19 on the die and then like a 3 on the acrobatics.
Yeah, it's a 7 for
He's
me.
He's so fast.
Or 17.
And it doesn't matter. All right. Barfetched is going to throw himself towards that Caltrops ring. Yeah. Ooh, he does very well. As he comes waddling up very quickly, he's just... And he just keeps on running.
Mew just looks at him like,
"Yeah,
what are you doing?"
He makes it about half the way to the next ring as he just goes... All right, Mew. Get it, buddy. You can make it to the next ring. The next ring doesn't look like it has anything too crazy going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little ways off the ground. You just gotta throw yourself through one way or another.
So is that a strength or a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This one, you could fling yourself through, you could climb over.
The 15, yeah, he's just gonna power jump.
Yeah! As Mute just comes walking up, he's like... Yeah. Whoosh! Just kind of throws himself on through. Lands pretty gracefully. And you can see the next ring is moving side to side.
Great.
You've got enough movement left. You could make it. But you gotta time it right. This one's gonna be acrobatics.
Okay.
You're like, I am speed.
Yeah, and he's just gonna kind of wait for that opportune moment and kick up some dirt and just go for it.
Yay!
That's going to be a 10.
A 10 is exactly what you need.
Oh.
So you're good. The rings sound menacing, but all you gotta do is average.
Yeah.
As Mute's like, okay. Yeah, go. As he comes running forward, you're like, yeah, go now. He throws himself through, and the ring just kind of clocks him in the side as he's going to. He just tumbles through. He's like, I got one.
I did it, Dad.
Boom. So you're at 6.
Okay.
That's ring number 6. You're halfway through. Barfetched. He's like, I'm behind. This is garbage. And another flechette lands right under him. He goes, ah! Oh! All right. Next one is going up and down a little bit for you. He's got to make side to side. You'll have to make up and down. But here we go. Another initiative roll.
No.
Yeah, here we go.
14.
Okay. You guys are very, very close, but Farfetch is a nose ahead. He rolls so well on initiative and then so poorly in everything else. All right. Dexterity for the duck. Ooh. As he's running, he goes... As he's just fluttering through the ring, she goes...
Ooh.
It hits him through, but he's face first in the dirt. He's like... And he, like, dusts himself off just in time to see Mute running for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mute. This one's going up and down. This one's going to be athletics.
Cool.
Because you got to throw yourself... You gotta kind of do the calculations here. Up, down, up, down. This one's a little trickier than the other ones.
4.
All right, Mute, as you go, yeah! Right as you're jumping, it just lifts up and kind of knocks you on your back. Right as you're picking yourself up. 2 more misses from the Skarmory. As they just go, as Mute's laying on the ground, it's right in between his arm. And the duck gets one, like, right between the legs and the back, goes, I'm ready.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to do another initiative round.
All right.
You're both going for that up and down ring. Oh, he finally rolled bad.
5.
Oh, and it does not matter. He gets to go first. But his athletics is terrible. And it shows. As he comes running up, he sees Mute kind of picking himself up. He goes, and as he runs through, it's coming back down. It just smacks him in the beak. His beak's embedded in the ground. As the Skarmory's like, pathetic. All right, Mute, get it, buddy. Come on, athletics. Buddy. Come on. No. No.
That's a natural one.
No.
Oh, man.
As Mute is like, all right, I can do this. He runs up and he grabs onto the bar and his little paws slip out from under him as it's coming down. And it throws him back and goes, that natural one's gonna hurt you in the next initiative round.
Alright.
But here we go. Two more misses from the Skarmory. Skarmory's playing nice, man. As it's throwing the flechettes, it sees Mute's kinda like. And he's like, ooh, no, never mind. Nope.
He's like, that was enough.
That's dirty. He's in pain enough. Your next initiative, you got a -1. Okay. As you're kinda going.
So a straight roll for Mute then.
Go.
It's a 14.
Okay, Bar Fettuccini gets a 16. He's one little. I'm telling you.
He's just staying just
this guy loves initiative rolls and hates everything else. All right, an athletics roll from the bird. It's a 9 on the die, which is insufficient. This bird cannot figure out the up and down ring. He's like, I can do the timing. And then by the time he's got the timing down, he's like, it's been too long. And he just tries to throw himself in the rings up. So he just has to waddle his way back.
He's like, well, that was embarrassing.
But no one saw that, thankfully.
All right, Mew. All right. Get it, buddy.
Come on, man.
Got that athletics.
No. Oh. Dude, tell me you saw that.
It was a 20 and it goes, no, I don't think I will. And it flipped to a 2.
4 total.
All right. Mute, you're kind of laughing at the far-fetched before you do the same thing. jump through, go. All right.
Yeah, D's in the back like, what are you doing, bro?
Get Skarmory together. Is like, all right, enough of this madness, and throws a flechette and it hits Farfetch'd right in the back. He's like, get a move on, dude. You're making the gym look bad. All right, Farfetch'd takes a little stronger hit than last time. It leaves a little cut on him. He's like, rude. All right, get an initiative roll. You can do it.
13,
you're going first. As Farfetch'd is like, ow!
Yeah, with that, Mute's gonna use Farfetch'd's bill as a, like, kind of a springboard.
I like
to
it.
Throw himself up.
I like it. I will allow athletics or acrobatics for it. I will allow both.
That's a 19.
Oh, that's what you need. Mute just needs a reason to step on a duck. Sometimes that's what you need. As the Farfetch'd is like, ow, that hurts! And he looks up, Mute's like, poosh! Just kicks the beak back into the ground, throws himself through the up and down ring, and sees that after ring 7 that you just flew through, is one that's over here, and then one in the middle going back and forth. So he's gonna have to kind of do like a quick turn motion. Or you could try to time it, fling yourself through all three, but if you fail, it's gonna hurt real bad.
Let's do more of the acrobatics thing. Okay. So what he's going to do is he's going to try to do this all in one go, but he's going to grab one of the ring and kind of use it to flip, grab, flip, and through.
I like it. All right. Give me some Uncharted style acrobatics.
15.
You know what? I'm going to say that's good enough. As Mute runs up, sees rings 8, 9, and 10, he's like, I'm almost done. I can do this. And he just uses that far-fetched bill momentum. Tumbles and rolls, jumps up, grabs the first ring, flings himself to the second one, kind of swings around the side, and then goes feet first through the third and goes, I am speed, and lands flawlessly on the ground after that one. You hear, bing, bing, bing. Yeah. You're doing well, buddy. He's at 10 out of 12. The Farfetch'd is like, is that legal? Is he allowed to do that?
Farfetch'd. Can you get a replay?
Farfetch'd still... It's like, all right, I can get through this ring. I can do it. And as he jumps, the wound he's got is like, as he just falls short again. And he's like, no. And you can see even Hank's like, all right, buddy. Your last two rings, you can do this. One's angled upwards, the other one is angled downwards, but you have to hit them both at the same leap.
Okay.
Can't touch the ground between. That one's going to be athletics, but let's get an initiative roll real quick.
That is going to be an 18.
All right. Yeah, Farfetch'd is still picking himself off the ground as he can just see Mute's like... Da, 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 da. Get it, buddy.
That's a 16 for athletics.
Yeah. Mute, as you're running, you kind of stumble for a second after that landing. You're like, I got this. I can do it. And he just kicks off the ground. Does this little spinning, like, missile move and just lands through the ground. You hear, bing, bing. And these two flares go off, go, psh, psh.
D collapses. He's like, oh my god.
As Hank kind of claps you on the back, he just goes, that was a real good race there.
Yeah, your little dude there's a... He's a challenge.
As the ring's just hitting him back there. Bong! He's like, ah! He's good. He's something. He just calls him back.
Yeah, dude, I'm running up to Mute and giving him the biggest hug.
Yeah.
Oh, Mute's, man. Like,
bear hug. Pollywag's probably out going like...
Yeah, he's just like... squishing himself.
Yeah. All right. As Hank makes his way back into the dark. See a teenage girl with long hair come walking out. Hey, what's up?
What up?
I saw your race. That was pretty cool.
Thank you.
So, are you enduring or are you strong?
Strong?
All right, cool. We're going to have a battle.
Okay.
You got two?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a double battle.
Okay.
All right, cool.
He's just like, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
That one damage.
Yes, Mute is healed from the one damage.
Because it could matter.
It might. It might. It probably won't, but it could. It shouldn't, but it do.
It do be like that sometimes.
All right. You, my good boy, also get paid.
No worries.
$10.
Yay!
Yes, Christine is going to throw out a small, green, beach ball-sized bird. And a slightly larger, green, helicopter-looking flower. It's just... A.K.A. a Natu and a Skiploom.
Mew's just like...
What is that? Huh? As the two green-hued... beings land before you.
Mm-hmm.
The small beach ball bird is like, I'm a bird. He's just gonna run up and try to peck Pollywag.
Okay.
He goes,
I know.
Ooh, for a 19 on the die.
Yep, that'll do it.
All right, Pollywag. For 3 points, piercing damage.
Okay.
As he just pokes right into the middle of your little hypnotic tummy. And he goes,
ugh. Just kind of vibrates.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, Pollywag. It's all you, buddy.
Yeah, he's gonna kind of use his squishiness, and he's going to kind of go into a backflip, but as he does, his tail kind of give it a good old slapperino.
I like it. Alright, how many hits are we going for? Let's see.
4.
Oh,
wait, is 5. That plus? Yeah, 5. Plus 1.
All 5. You could kill him in one shot. Get it.
12.
12 is good. 12 is good.
Modify 20.
That's good.
Modify 20.
That's good.
13.
13's good.
Natural 20.
Ooh. So 4. So all 5 hit and the last one's a crit. So let's get that damage,
let's
buddy.
Go.
He might be dead in one shot. This would be incredible.
So 1.
Okay.
4 total.
Okay.
8 total.
8. 11.
11.
And then...
this is not the natural 20, but so this is 15.
So 15. And then 19 plus... that is 23.
Yep.
As as he gets pecked, Pollywag, his eyes just kind of glaze over, and he's like... I'm just... does a perfect backflip. And then on the fifth hit, it just spikes the Natu into the ground. Natu's done. Natu has 22 HP. Natu has been slain. As Poliwag first round is just like, pathetic. And then his eyes kind of come back and he's like,
I'll show you who the real beach ball is, boy.
Yeah. All right. The Skiploom is going to be like, he's going to go for a bullet seed on the threat. Poliwag the threat. Oh, not nearly as many. Only two attacks coming in, but they are. So we'll see. Attack number one. It's a 17 on the die.
Yep.
Attack number two is a 4 on the die, which is no good.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, on the bright side, only one hit. On the downside, super effective.
Yes, sir.
That is 4 on the die, so 8 total. Oof. It's just... A bullet seed barrage comes out of Poliwag, who's like... But that ends Skiploom's turn. Mute. Okay. This boy just shot your buddy.
Yeah, that's
not... And your buddy just killed one of your opponents.
That's not okay, and let's see if Mute can finish this. So he's going to go for a Fury Swipes.
Okay.
For 3.
Ooh.
That is going to be a 16?
Mm-hmm.
12?
Ooh, that misses.
And a 14.
Okay. 2 hits?
Yeah. So, without the plus ones. So 4,
mm-hmm.
2, 6 total.
6 slashing. Total. Okay, yeah. Mute, as you just run up, extend out the claws. 2 quick cuts on the bottom of this other beach ball individual. It's still just... Still just hovering up there. But it's got a little bit of damage in there. All right, cool. Poliwag. Get it, buddy. The threat. Poliwag is a threat, dude.
Seeing that thing. Yeah, he's gonna try to close the distance.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going for another double slap. He's feeling
dude,
confident.
If it ain't broke, don't.
For real.
3
hits.
3 hits.
Or, nope.
Ooh.
It's 8. Natural 20. And 10.
Okay, so well, the crit will hit, yeah.
So that's over. That's 5, right? Yeah. Because they're all. No, it's just a d4, so it's 4. Yeah,
so 4 plus whatever you roll.
1.
1. 5. Hey, it was 5.
Yeah, hey.
You called it.
There you go.
Yeah, Poliwag just runs up and goes. Psh! No. It's like hitting somebody with a sandal.
Hit him with the chancla.
All right, Poliwag closes the distance, smacks the Skiploom down to Mute's level, and Mute's like.
Mine.
But the Skiploom's up next. The Skiploom is just gonna go. Oh, and Mute, if you would be so kind as to produce for me a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
As a bunch of spores come tinkling out of Skiploom.
11.
11? Oh, that's the same. Okay. No, you're good. Nothing happens to you. Nothing bad.
Oh.
the alternatives were very bad. Is paralyzed, poisoned, or asleep. That's no good. You don't want that for Mute.
No.
Mute, you're up next, buddy.
All right.
As you're coated in some powder, you just kind of... It gets stuck in, like, the honey on your fur. It seems to neutralize.
Wow.
Delicious.
Throat chop! And this man's career. Natural 19, so 24.
Yeah, you're about to end this man's whole career. He has a singing career on the side. Not anymore.
3.
Not when I punch you in the larynx.
9 points of dark damage.
Alright. Mute, as you see this thing come flying down at you, you just retract the claws, jump up, boom! Right in the throat, and a bunch of seeds come spilling out of Skiploom. And he's just desperately like... No. He looks like he's seen better days. You've crossed an important threshold here. But perfect. Skiploom, for right now, is unable to produce bullet seeds on account of you've hit him in the throat and he's struggling to breathe. But we will say, as you hit him, he's going to go for another powder.
Yep, yep.
So, Mute, we're going to do yet another constitution save, my dude.
Okay. 15.
Higher than an 11. That's good. As the powder comes down again, Mute's like, how many times do I have to teach you this lesson, old man? And it's, we're going to go, wait, no, because Mute hit him. Ignore that. Poliwag.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was because I made contact with him.
No, that's a move. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So he's had his turn. It wouldn't be me if I didn't write the initiative in a huge
bold huge letters font
and still skip a turn.
That's okay. Okay.
So Mute, you kicked him. Nothing happened. We'll say that that's how that's going to play out, but it's back to Poliwag.
Okay.
You know what happened is Natu was there for like 3 seconds. And then I was like, yeah, there's another step.
Yeah.
There we go.
You're good.
Okay. Poliwag, you got this, buddy.
Yeah.
Bring us home.
Poliwag and Mute are going to kind of play ping pong with him. And he's going to go on the opposite side and just smack him back and forth.
All right, I like it.
For 3 hits.
All right.
You guys made me ink.
Natural 1. Have mop 2 on the die. And that is going to be 16.
Okay, 16 will hit.
For 3 damage.
3 damage is good.
Or no, that's 2 damage, excuse me.
Two damage is still good.
Yep.
So he's taking 16 total. He's seen much better days, man. You got like one more good Mute hit like that, and this man's toasted. So as you hit him, we'll say that's when the powder comes out. Mute, you've saved. It's back to you.
Yeah.
If it ain't one broke, don't one fix good it. Throat chop, throat and chop. This man is done.
Yep.
And it prevents him from using his good attack move.
No.
Ah! Mute, as you run in for another throat chop, he just lightly goes... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's back to Poliwag. Poliwag, you can finish this, buddy.
Yeah, double slap, baby.
You can finish this, boy.
4 hits.
4 hits. Oh, he's almost certain.
Natural 18.
Yep.
Natural 16.
Yep.
Natural 18.
Whoa! The threat!
13.
13 exactly hits. Oh, wait, no. 13 hits by more than one.
Okay. Sorry. So, all 4 hit. 11.
Poliwag. The threat! How do you finish him?
Yeah, as he kind of bounces off of Mute's throat chop, he goes, you get back down there, and just, like, just power spike him.
Right on down into the dirt. Way to go, boy. Very well done. All right, before I forget, let's get that payout money. Oh, that's pretty good. That's 16. 16 bucks. Right from Christine, who just like silently recalls her Pokemon and gives you the nod. Like,
yeah.
And then out she goes. Before turning around, going, oh. And then runs away.
Bye.
Bye. As out of the darkness once more comes a very, very young boy. He's got some dirty hair. He just kind of shuffles. I guess I'm your endurance challenge. Hi, I'm Gavin.
D.
Hi. Pidgeotto go. As he throws out a very large Pidgeotto. It's this big brown pigeon hawk thing with long fiery red hair. With every wing beat, D, you're kind of like almost blown off your feet. Just
my beanie, I'm just like...
You're like, oh no. I will say, D, you would probably have access to some berries at this point if you wanted to administer to your boys.
Yes.
You got some Oran berries and such, as of course would be typical of an adventurer at this point.
Sure.
If you wanted to give some to your boys.
Yeah, Mew didn't take anything. He'll heal up Poliwag.
All right, Poliwag, if you are missing fewer than 10 hit points, you're back to full.
Yep, he is good.
Round 1. Pidgeotto. In keeping with its trend of flapping its wings really, really hard, sets up a tailwind for itself. As D, you're kind of like, as there's just this big whirlwind now flying around the arena, and your boys are in the middle like, some of the honey's getting like blown out of Mute's fur. He's like, it's so windy! He's just got like wings of honey. That's so gross. All right.
Oh man.
The effects of tailwind. Pidgeotto has a fly speed of 80 and is immune to attacks of opportunity for as long as it's up.
Oh.
As everybody's just basically using their reaction not to fly away.
Gotcha.
But Pidgeotto's got it set. Mute, you're up first, bud.
He's like, and he's just gonna take what he can on the ground. I don't know if it's like dirt or like mud
type thing. Yeah, it's kind of like it's like a clay track, basically, mm-hmm. so he could scoop up some clay.
Yeah, he's gonna do that, but he's going to attempt to throw it towards his eyes, because he's like, if you can't see me, this don't matter.
Okay.
So, that's his thing.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see how we do.
Fling.
Fling it!
Natural 20.
Ooh! Alright, I was gonna say, it's gonna be pretty tricky with the whirlwind going on to get soft sediment to land, but yeah. Mute's like, thank you, Pythagoras. As it hooks in the wind, it just right into the face of the Pidgeotto, who's like,
I graduated high school.
Yeah. He's got clay all over his eyes. That's going to be huge. I'm going to give him disadvantage on his next round of attack.
Let's go.
So there we go. So he's got clay in his eyes. Poliwag, you're up next, buddy.
Yeah, D's screaming out to Poliwag, let's set up a monsoon, and he's going to go for rain dance.
Yes. Banana. And it begins raining. You're now just in a hurricane.
Yep.
Like, Poliwag is like, my time has come. So be it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Pidgeotto, being blind, is like, where's everybody? I have no idea. It's wet in here now, and there's rain. I don't understand. Okay, so, incoming, the disadvantaged wing attack, vaguely in the direction of Mute, because Mute was the last thing it could see.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 1 and a natural 20. Ooh. We go to extremes here.
That would have ended his career.
Yeah. As a wing attack of unheard of proportions comes blitzing out of Pidgeotto, like 10 feet to the side of Mute. It blasts through the side of the tailwind, and there's just this like mini twister that comes out as D's like, all right.
Ooh.
Mute, with that, as that whirlwind kind of flies off, the rain kind of clears Pidgeotto's eyes up as he's like, there you are. No!
With that, he's like, he's just gonna run and try to kind of get with the tailwind, follow it, and then mm-hmm. wrap around
okay.
and kind of leap. And he's gonna go for a throat chop.
Okay, very good.
18
hits.
One. Four total dark four damage.
Okay. Yeah. Mute, as you're seeing this, you kind of run in the direction of the tailwind. And you just kind of start to, like, lift off the ground. You're like, just go with it. Go with it. Oh, shit. And just throw out this weird throat chop. Like, before you're deposited somewhat gently on the ground. It's going, okay. He's like, the sweet earth. Sweet earth, I've missed you. Poliwag, it's raining, buddy.
Water
it's
gun.
Raining. Water gun.
Water gun.
Of unseen proportion.
So,
are you going for hefty or accuracy?
We go for hefty, baby.
All right.
He's the hand cannon.
Yeah.
11.
Oh! As Poliwag just goes, boom! This huge barrage of water. Pidgeotto's like, that is the smallest threat I've ever seen. As out the other side of the tailwind, it's just this huge, it's like a fire hose going off.
Oh, yeah.
As Gavin's just like, pulls out a little umbrella. This is fine. Everything's fine.
I love him.
We're entering round 3. Pidgeotto is like, I've been sleeping on that polywag. That ain't right. Pidgeotto's gonna come in for a quick attack.
Alright.
And he attacks quickly with a 14 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Incoming is some bludgeoning damage of an insane degree. It's 10. 10 bludgeoning damage.
Hey. Oof.
As Pidgeotto, in a flash, despite how big it is right in front of you. Just whoosh, backhands with the wing and then flies back up into the air. We gotta maintain concentration on the rain.
12, baby.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's go. All right.
Oh, wait, and water.
Oh, yeah, it is raining.
So I didn't we'll do that last time.
Yeah, so get that up. There you go. Okay. So after Pidgeotto, we go to Mute. Mute, buddy, you've just landed on the ground. You're like, oh, man. So fast.
Let's go for... you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix. Let's go for a fling.
All right.
Fling it. This time he's going to go for actual, like, damage and try to just clock him.
Okay.
Fling it.
Nope.
Ah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Seven. Once more, he's like, all right. See you next round.
He just throws,
like, wet clay and just disperses in the hurricane. Mute's like, I am out of my element. I don't know what's going on. There's a hurricane indoors. That boy has an umbrella and it's working. What is going on?
Yeah, I just figured Mute's just like looking at D like, dude, I can't. What are we doing here? Like,
I can't hit him. It's a bird.
Okay, yeah, that's it for Mute.
All right, Poliwag, you're up next, bud.
Yeah, let's go for that.
It's still raining, so you can get your water absorbed too.
Yeah, let's go for just a power.
Power.
12.
I am waiting for the day that you crit.
Oh, no.
And do so that'd be, 36
yeah,
plus 36 3d12.
Plus 3d12. That'd be wild.
There's just a crater. Oh,
the Pokemon
no.
is gone. It's just Feather.
Oh, man.
All right. No such luck this time around, but you're getting closer, man. You're only off by one. As Poliwag shoots out another huge torrent. He's basically like, let's just pop a fire hydrant. It's a pretty warm day. Alright, we enter round four as Pidgeotto is like, alright, dude, how are you doing this? You've been stopped.
But he hasn't. It's an 11.
That misses, I think. Hold on. I think my AC's 12. It is 12.
Oh, as Pidgeotto's like, end him, and comes blitzing on in, Poliwag just goes, and Pidgeotto goes, no!
He panics. Yeah.
He's coming in. No! He's like, dude, what if he could do it? What if he could? It's like you get in a fight with somebody and they go, come here. You're like, no,
I'm done.
I'm done. I can see. What if he could? What if he could do it?
Yeah, 100%. I believe him.
Energy beam into the face. I'm not dealing with that. Mm-hmm. All right, Mute. The window's open as the Poliwag screeches to a halt and goes to fly away.
Let's go for... Go for Fury Swipes.
All right.
Yeah. For four hits.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ten, 11, 12 for the first.
Oh, 12 misses.
Miss. That's a big old miss. That's a natural one.
Come on.
Natural 18.
There you go. All right, one hits.
Yeah, yeet. Four damage.
It's just like, where is he? Yeah, just throws like a blind haymaker as Pidgeotto's screeching to a halt. He just, as he's flying back up, he's like, I got the feather. I got him. All right, Poliwag. As you're just.
Oh, yeah. Going for the high damage, baby.
Yeah.
No. Dude, it's right here. One more over.
As Pidgeotto's flying away, another huge jet stream as he's like, has to kind of barrel roll out of the way. Poliwag's just like, there's another one coming. Don't you worry about it.
He's at 21 HP.
We just gonna throw another one of those at you pretty quick here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, it's on Pidgeotto's turn now. Incoming is a wing attack. An attack of a winged variety. Gonna attempt to throw Mute outside the arena of play. And miss horribly with a 7.
Yeah, no.
As he throws a huge gust, Mute, you're just like, nope! dig the claws in. Mm-hmm. You slide back a little bit, but you're like, no, no.
Very Wolverine-esque.
He's like, D needs me to win the badge. I'm going to be here all day. All right, Mute. It's your go, buddy.
With that, saying how I said it was Wolverine-esque, he'll do,
Fastball special. Throw me, Pollywag.
From, like, the Wolverine movie where he's on the train, mm-hmm. he's gonna kind of use the momentum, with the Fury Swipes and have his claws, like,
throw himself up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it. Get up. Get up.
Four hits? 18.
Good.
Dude, it bounced on natural 22.
It loves to do that to you. It's like the third or fourth time.
12. So hit. For 3 damage.
3 damage? Alright. Mute, as you throw yourself into the air, you go for the first cut, and Pidgey just whips its wings down. You're like, okay. Yeah. And it does it again. And this time you're kind of ready for it, and as the wings coming down, you just go, yeah! Just reach out and claw him down. Pollywag. Get the kill.
Let's go, baby.
Just get the kill in the endurance challenge. Another big burst of hydro pump-esque water gun. As it just goes just wide.
Yep.
And then a bell sounds. You survived 5 rounds in the ring with Pidgeotto. As the tailwind drops, the rain keeps falling. And Gavin just goes, that was really fun.
Yeah, that was crazy, buddy.
5, 10, 15. That's a sad roll compared to the other one. But hey, that's showbiz, baby. As Gavin just recalls his Pidgeotto, and the tailwind subsides, you're just... And that rain's just falling down. Pollywag's like,
it never stops, baby.
Never. Like, I don't have dry skin, baby. All right. As last, but certainly not least, the stadium lights all kick on. As your final quarry steps out onto the pitch with you, Carlia. The woman probably in her late 20s. Got long hair all pulled back and a blue jumpsuit. She meets your eye, kind of gives you a nod. See, she has a tattoo on her right arm as she's holding out on her bird glove a very small parrot-looking creature. Hello.
Hi.
You've done well to get this far.
Kind of all mimic him. Thanks.
Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Excellent. How many partners do you have?
2.
Excellent. Would you prefer a double battle? Or a single battle?
Double, it's fine.
Very well. We look forward to seeing your skill.
Ditto.
As Carlia just emotionlessly picks out 2 more Pokeballs and throws them out. As in front of you, it's her partner Pokemon Skarmory.
Oh no.
And an enormous owl. Which goes, hoot.
I'm just, D just meets eyes like, oof.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So Skarmory is up first. But I guess I will have to go there anyway to remind myself of what Skarmory can do in the context of the Alluvia Gym. Okay. Skarmory leads off with an Octodemite as it just goes whoosh, and sheds an outer layer of armor as it goes slamming into the ground beside it. And it sharpens its claws on the floor. And it lets out this horrible, ear-piercing, shrill scream.
Hey. I just picture them out there, like Mute and Poliwag just looking at me, and I'm just like...
Yep. Dad, help. This is very scary.
Alright.
Okay.
That's Skarmory's first round. That brings us to Poliwag the threat.
Yeah, Poliwag looking at D is going to... D's going to kind of take a deep breath in, and he'll kind of lift up his right leg and kind of do like a two-point stance, and Poliwag will kind of nod and begin performing like a Haka-esque style dance, okay. Giving him Haka! Rain dance.
All right,
and,
I like.
And I think that'll be his name. Be Haka.
Haka! All right! I like it. Okay. So yeah, Poliwag kind of looks back at you and you go, as Poliwag begins to make it rain. The newly christened Haka.
Sir.
All right. After the rain begins to fall, is Hoot Hoot, a.k.a. Knocked Owl.
Let's go.
Knocked Owl. Just kind of... It's still for a second. It looks at Mute. It's Hoot. We're gonna get a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
From a Mute.
19.
You start to get a little groggy, and you go, it's not nap time.
It's fine.
I'm not sleepy.
Baby.
And Noctowl's like, shoot.
Instead of Hoot.
Oh my god. You're up.
Seeing that Skarmory screech, Mute kind of ears pierced a little too much, and it's time to make him feel the way he does every day. Throat chop.
Oh.
That's an 18 on the die, so yeah, 23.
Big. Yeah. Because Skarmory did his autonomous, so his ace is low right now.
Six. 12 points of dark damage.
12 points dark damage. All right.
And then didn't we change it to where if he rolls double numbers, mm-hmm. They become silenced?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah. As Skarmory is still shrieking, you just... Silence fills the arena, other than shoot. All right, I'm just going to keep track of how much damage they take up here,
okay.
So that I don't have to keep scrolling a whole bunch.
You're good.
There we go. Okay, yeah, as you run in, Skarmory is silenced, and his AC permanent, for now, should say, for the rest of the battle, drop. So he's easier to hit. Which is good, because his AC was 17. But now it's lower. You barely hit for an incredible amount of damage. You silence him, and he just...
Yes, sir.
Which is good. That'll shut off the screeching.
Yep.
And after... after Muty Mute is the Skarmory, who will attempt to retaliate against you, because he's going to have advantage on his attack because he shed his armor. But it can't shriek at you, so that's good. Because you're really close. You don't want to be really close. Incoming! Yay! 5 on the die is a 10 all day.
Nope.
Okay. As he swings a steel wing down towards you, he's fast, but you're like... I mean, faster. I could get out of the way.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I could. I'm gonna...
Not even here anymore.
Acrobatics. I'm over here now. All right, Haka. As your rain falls, he's ready.
Looking at the Skarmory, and after that miss, he's like, he sees his moment, just and full blown water gun.
Yes, come on.
13 on the die.
Yes, finally. Because his autonomize is still up. The armor is down. The moment we've all waited for.
8.
Oh my
plus god. 9.
17.
Plus 1.
18
points of
Skarmory's at a water. Crisp, clean 30 points of damage as more armor sheds off and it looks faster than ever. As Haka just goes. Oh, just opens his mouth all the way, and a huge torrent of water. You're like, not even that big. Where is this coming from?
Just like, huh.
And after a couple seconds of water coming out, you're like, it's still going. And the Skarmory's been like pushed back a bit. It looks battered and bruised. He's like, oh. Good hit, Haka.
Yeah.
Very good.
Heck
as
yeah.
Noctel's like, shoot. Oh, no. All right, Noctel is like, enough of this banter. Gonna come in for an aerial ace. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do. We're also...
Who's he going for?
He's Haka? Gonna go for Haka.
Misses.
But it's also a 10.
Yeah.
As he flies towards Haka real fast, Haka just begins to turn the beam, and he's like, no. He goes, nope, 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 nope. I don't get better number this. Nope, nope. I don't know what that thing is. You don't give me hazard pay. Nope, not going in there. All right, mute. Get it, buddy. Skarmory, the shields are way down. But this thing looks faster and deadlier than ever.
Okay.
This might be a good time to try to take him out.
Yeah, he's going to find the weak points where the armor dropped and he's going to go for Fury Swipes.
Okay. Because you hit the first one, the second one hits.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, not consecutive hits. So, slashing 4. So, total 5.
5 total. All right. As you carve his AC down to 11, he just... All right. 5 more damage into Skarmory. It looks so close to dead. But
come on, buddy.
If it hits, it's dealing 6 additional dice of damage. This could be very scary. He's going to go for a hair cutter. There's a higher chance of creep. But I'm looking at the wrong guy. There we go. Nope, there we go. Straight roll. With that is a 14 to hit.
Is that going from you?
That is going from you,
yep,
yes.
That is.
All right. Here we go. It's 3 plus all of the boosts.
Because he's fighting, and this is...
Yeah.
A double?
Yeah.
Oof, yeah, I don't think he's going to live this, buddy.
We're already...
Yeah, that's it. 34. Yeah. He's down.
As Skarmory just goes... You watch his mute just goes. It just flies back towards you. Just slides on his back. He's got spiral eyes. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah, LD returns him.
Yeah. He said.
Oof.
Haka.
If you hit Skarmory, he will likely perish.
Seeing that, and seeing how kind of weak the Skarmory is,
mm-hmm.
he's going to begin to condense his spray.
Yes, very good.
To more of a pinpoint shot.
All right.
That's 17.
Oh, yeah, that's way more than enough at this point.
That's 8 points of water damage.
All right. Haka, as you watch your buddy... That little bear get absolutely blitzed. Let's go. And launch this laser pinpoint water missile into Skarmory, who just goes flying back. As Carlia just, again, motions. And her little bird friend goes, very good. It's just you and the owl now.
Mm-hmm.
As the owl gonna try to put you to sleep.
Okay.
We're gonna need a wisdom save from a wisdom Dave, if you will.
Wisdom Dave!
Get a wisdom Dave!
18!
Ooh, way more than enough. As he's like, poot. Haka just goes, slams again, and there's a little crackle of thunder. He's like, no! I am not tired! Alright. Noctel, for the record, looks like it has a lot more health than Skarmory did, but it looks much easier to hit.
Okay.
Because he's big.
Yeah.
And very slow.
Yeah.
So you can do it.
With that.
Open the beam.
Yeah.
Open the beam.
Open the gates.
11 on the die.
Ah, he's not that easy to hit.
Yeah.
He's easier to hit. Not that easy. Yeah. As the massive beam just goes. Noctowl's like. Hoot. But you can see there's a hesitation there. Hoot.
Go.
Alright, here we go. We're gonna come at you for an aerial ace. For an 11.
Misses.
As he comes in and goes. Comes to swing down. Haka just once again goes. Opens the maw. He's like, I don't know what that thing can do. I don't know. All right, Haka.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Nope.
Ah! As you fire off the beam, it's not focused like it needs to be. It's just a get away from me beam.
Yeah.
All right. He's going to go for another aerial ace.
Let's do it.
For 14.
Hits.
All right. Here comes Haka's first little bit of damage here. It's pathetic. It's two points of damage, but enough that you've got to maintain the concentration.
Nope.
Oh, the rain falls.
It drops. Dang.
All right, the rain subsides as Noctowl's like, finally, it's dry. All right, Haka, how do you retort?
Yeah, he kind of uses a squishy body and propels himself towards the Noctowl and double slap.
Yes.
For 5 hits.
Slap this man.
8 plus is 11.
Ah, not quite.
1.
Ugh, you hate to see it.
Oh, that's going to be modified 20.
That's good, that's good.
8. Natural 1. Dude, what are you doing, buddy? Now 1 hit.
One hit, all right.
4 points of bludgeoning.
All right, hey, you got 4 points of bludgeoning in. You've hit the Noctowl now.
Yep.
Okay, Noctowl takes 4 points. Haka just flings himself up, spins a bunch, and the Noctowl's like, stop, it's like a wet fish. And then, psh, one good hit to the face.
Yep.
All right, the Noctowl, now that you're close, goes, hoot. One more time, let's get that wisdom save.
13. Let's go.
Hoot. You go. No. That question goes.
From his mouth, nose flap thing.
His nose. We're professionals here. Only professional raspberries.
Yeah. Haka's turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to kind of lift up his right leg and. Great names.
All right. Assert dominance.
Yep.
Okay. The rain begins falling once more. Noctowl is like, not this again. He tries to whap you.
Okay.
It worked last time.
Nope, misses, baby.
Still over again. He missed, baby.
I will heal 1 point of damage.
All right. Haka time, baby. Get him. Going for it?
Yes, sir.
The big beam. Get a 13 or higher.
17 on the die.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
All right. Get that crazy damage.
2.
Ah.
5, so 7.
Okay, 7 total so far. Oh, 11.
18 total.
18. That'll bump him up to 22 damage taken so far. Not to alarm you. Hopefully it inspires you. You've crossed the halfway threshold.
Yep.
All right. As Haka just... Another huge, like, hydro pump into the face of the Noctowl. He's like, oh, stop.
wait.
Stop, this is gross. I hate water.
I will have him make a DC 11 strength check.
Oh, how do you like negative 1 for an answer? As he's like, oh, stop. He's just getting blown away. Like, ah,
yes.
The Miller.
Get blasted back.
Stop. All right. Well, yeah, he's going to have to, like, fly back up at you. Go for another aerial ace. Boosh! For a crit.
Yikes. Okay.
Right. Only it's 15. Could have been way worse.
So
we rolled a 2 and a 1 on 2d6. That's a big hit, so let's get a... let's get that save. Keep the rain up. You'll get that HP back.
No.
The rain falls down.
Yep.
Uh-oh. It's getting dire. All right, buddy.
With that, double slap.
Double slap. You could get him.
Three hits.
All three crit, and you're good.
11.
Not quite.
10.
Ah.
7. Nope.
Ah.
Dude.
Haka's looking at you like, I can do this. I can get him. I can get him. In his weakened state, Noctowl's like, hoot. I don't know why I'm rolling.
Four.
Oh. No. Haka, you fall asleep, buddy.
Yep.
At the end of your turn, you can try again.
Okay.
You want to wake up.
All right.
We're back to you.
So, end of turn.
End of turn.
Nine.
Nine, you stay asleep. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, he's coming in for an aerial ace. Second one's worse. Okay. Here comes D6. Not a crit. It's low. Four more points.
Okay.
We're lucking out on the double D6 rolls. But when he hits you, repeat your save.
16.
You awaken from your slumber.
Yep.
And having awakened from your slumber, you are immune to this effect for the next 24 hours.
Oh, thank God.
Once he puts you to sleep and you wake up, you're okay.
Right on.
All right, buddy. You can do this. Finish him. As he's not expecting you to be awake, he's like, get him. And then your eyes go, get the red lens flare going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go for a water gun kind of as he's like above me to kind of push him up out of my area.
All right. That's good.
19.
Oh, that hits.
Just a D12, though. 3 points of water
damage. 3 points of water damage. Let's see if he flies away. He does. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
That's only an 8.
Okay.
As you just go,
get off me.
Perfect.
You coward.
All right, he's going to do the only other thing he can do. You're immune to him putting you to sleep. Aerial ace.
Oh, it's a 10.
Nope.
It's a 10?
Let's make it rain, baby.
You can do it, buddy. Make it rain. Get some HP back.
Yep. But that's at the beginning of my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoot, never mind. Don't get that HP that's back fine. Yet. All right, aerial ace coming in.
3 on the die is 7.
Nope.
That's terrible.
All right, HP.
As it's raining again, the... Noctowl's like, I need like windshield wipers. All right, bud.
I gained 3 HP back.
Get him.
He's going for broke.
Yeah,
gotta. He's hitting it hard.
You gotta. I think you're both on the ropes here.
6.
6.
Come on.
No.
Man.
As another huge beam, the Noctowl's like, I keep stopping. This thing keeps happening. Oh.
2 on the die, dude.
Nope.
That's a 6. It's nothing. It's not. This die loves you. This die loves you. Where'd he go?
Okay.
This one does not. But this one loves you.
Alright.
The Noctowl die is like,
oh. Oh, gain 2 HP back.
You can do it, buddy. You can do it.
Haka, I need you, buddy.
Dude.
Come on.
Everybody's on the ropes right now.
16.
Ooh,
let's go.
He hits. Get him. Absolutely end this man's whole 9. Career. Oh my god.
4.
So 13.
13.
Oh my god, it's gonna be close.
24?
I lied, it's not gonna be close. Alright. Haka, as you see your opponent, there's just like a skosh over half health gone. You just launch out. As D, you're in the background, you just see. In slow motion, as Noctowl just goes, as all this water slams into it, and he goes flying into the ceiling, and then falls back down. As Haka's just, as Carlia recalls Noctowl, and very methodically counts out $100 for you. She hands it to you, and the small bird hops his way over. and pulls out one of her hairpins. And it's a small Baron badge. Which it will then hop out to the end of her arm and deliver with its beak.
Thank you, that was a lot more than I was expecting.
We had you on the ropes.
Definitely did. As D's like... yeah.
I look forward to seeing your progress.
Thank you.
If you find your way here in the future, we would be honored for a rematch.
That would be great.
Good luck.
Thank you. D's gonna kind of just pocket it and then just look at Haka and he's gonna be like, yeah! And just squish.
You did it, buddy. That was close. Ooh. That was close. D, congratulations on your first badge attained.
Let's go.
He's done it. But that'll, that seems like a nice, crisp and clean spot to end the first of your gym challenges.
Sir.
Stay tuned, everybody, for the next one, in which time D will have another partner. For those of you curious of how D's journey got started, there's probably going to be a video on Patreon.
It was a close match, but D walks away the proud owner of his Baron badge and sets his sights on Diego in Watalonga. If you enjoyed this return to the Alluvia City Gym, why not leave a like on the video? If you'd like to see more of D and the Tater Tots adventures in the future, why not subscribe to the channel? If you'd like to help the channel out in other ways, you can check out the links in the description box below for the Patreon. There you can join the discussion in our Discord servers and check out our post-show Still Rolling. There's also a link if you'd like to rock some boarding party merch. Comment below your thoughts on our new challenger and what you think might lie in store when he heads to Watalonga. Thanks for watching Boarding Party. We'll catch you next week.